Rick Dantzler, COO, CRDF. You want to share what your first 2 weeks' experience and observations are?
It's made me realize how much I don't know. I've been visiting with the board members, with growers, with industry representatives to try to get a sense of what they want CRDF to do. In addition, how can we better communicate the work we've done and give growers hope? Because there are reasons to be hopeful.
What have you heard from growers? What do they want?
They want more transparency. They want to see the data more completely than they have in the past. They want to be able to understand it in a little bit more reader-friendly format. Essentially, they want to know what we've spent the money on and what we've gotten for it.
We've been working on the website for CRDF, and you mentioned you think having a search type engine would be helpful where somebody can look for any specific topic they're interested in.
No question about it. You know, law firms have digital libraries today, and it's so easy to do legal research, you wouldn't believe it. We should be able to do the same thing with citrus research. You should be able to go onto the website and type in words and phrases that capture what you want information on, hit enter, and get that right there for your reading. And that doesn't seem to be possible, according to some people, but we're going to figure out a way to do it.
You mentioned you might like to see more of a systems approach to our research, where we try all the things we know in some field trials, I believe. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We need to try some recipes that capture the nuggets of wisdom that we've learned. And we need to do it on a large-scale basis, not a couple of trees in a greenhouse. We need to take 40 acres on the ridge, 40 acres on the East Coast, 40 acres down in the Flatwoods, and try what our researchers say they would do if it were up to them. What I have asked the researchers to do, and this is important, I've said, if you had to make your living off that 100-acre grove, what would you be doing? And I'm not sure they've thought about it in those terms. And so that's what I've been saying to the researchers as we meet. If you had to make your living off that grove, what would you be doing? Growers need to see that. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. And the recipe is going to change over time. The more we learn, the more the recipe is going to change. But we need to start doing some large plantings that do what we believe is the management practice that the science indicates gives you the best opportunity to increase your yield. We can attach whatever kind of disclaimer we need to. It's observational to some extent. It hasn't necessarily been proven, but it's our best recommendation at this point in time based on what we know.
Your board seems to be agreeable to that approach?
I haven't spoken to them about it specifically. I have talked to individual board members about it. I haven't talked about it as an entire board, but generally speaking, I think they see the need for more field evaluations.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.